It's Wednesday, April 13th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The cybersecurity hiring landscape is bleak, and what that means for the market, and just what is the ideal number of days in the office. This is the Business of Tech. Today, let's talk about staffing and hiring and sentiment, because there's a lot of data. And data from Cobalt, of the 602 security and development professionals surveyed, 54% said they currently want to quit their jobs due to overwhelming responsibilities and workforce shortages within their departments. As part of its study, Cobalt has found that the lack of workers plagues those in the security field for several reasons. For one, within the cybersecurity division, the numbers are pretty bleak regarding the lack of employees. Of those surveyed, 45% said their department is currently experiencing a shortage of employees. In addition, nearly all, 90%, of those who have suffered from this talent deficiency said they are struggling with the amount of work currently being assigned to them, leading to a large swath of employees feeling burnt out. Teams in this sector are reportedly unable to fix or prevent the same vulnerabilities for at least the past 5 years due to this dearth of talent. ISACA found similar news. In State of Cybersecurity 2020, Global Update on Workforce Efforts, Resources, and Cyber Operations, they find that 60% of respondents said they'd experienced difficulty retaining qualified cybersecurity professionals, up 7 points from 2021. Why do we care? I wanted to highlight this. With all the talk of cybersecurity as a significant offering, are there enough employees to deliver? Cybersecurity isn't about buying a product, it's about providing a comprehensive service, and this data is grim. There aren't enough cyber teams, and the ones there are overworked and under intense stress. Yeah, sign me up for that. I wish I had some quip to solve this problem for small providers. I don't. I believe in outsourced services to augment businesses and think the approach is ideal for small and mid-sized companies. But what I ponder is, the stakes are a lot higher in cybersecurity than network or desktop support, and the skill set is more advanced. Can this scale out? Nuvia's latest UK channel partner survey says that most partners expect the growth they experienced last year to continue, with 75% experiencing growth between 2 and 10% last year, and 62% predicting that to be the same again this year. On hybrid working, there are two camps. One accepting that remote working had increased productivity and helped strategic thinking. At the same time, the other, which was smaller, expressed their views that working remotely had made running the business more difficult. The negatives around hybrid working included working long hours and struggling to see customers and colleagues. Nuvia suggested that the different responses could be linked to generational divides and job categories. There's also research out regarding the impact of company culture. Does remote work destroy company culture? No, an MIT and WebEx survey found that instead it improves company culture and feelings of inclusion and diversity. At least 56% of Generation Z, 52% of millennials, 45% of Generation X, and 35% of baby boomers say that diversity and inclusion have improved with the advent of remote and hybrid work models. At least 44% of respondents from North America and Europe believe that the ability to express personal opinions has increased. For those interested in the research on how much you should be in the office, a new Harvard Business School paper reports on research giving us the sweet spot of hybrid work. It's just 1 or 2 days in the office, providing workers with the flexibility they want without the isolation of fully remote. That from Bloomberg, which is a sign of the times, also has guidance on the, quote, the smart way to shift to a 4-day work week. For a bit of color, the New York Times has a piece on tech companies' efforts to make the return to the office fun with perks, parties, food, and even concerts. Why do we care? As the article observes, not commuting gives the average office worker an hour a day back. So, quote, you can see why employees are not going to start coming to work for free bagels or to play ping pong. This is the typical BS when leaders don't know what to do. Earlier in the week, I noted the data showing technology companies would be leaders in remote work, which is why this data is essential. The research shows the direction. It's the confident who will take advantage of it, the managerially challenged who throw pizza parties. PC-matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. More interest in the staffing and work remotely stories. So I went there. I will talk to you again with more tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.